Could I invite the kids to come on up and join me for a children's sermon? Grown-ups, you can have a seat. Good morning. It's good to see you guys. How are you? Come and scooch all around this way so you can see. There you go. Very good. Thank you. We're celebrating a special day today, a special Sunday here in Easter season called, does anyone know? Good Shepherd Sunday. Good Shepherd Sunday. Do you guys, can somebody identify or see somewhere in our church a good shepherd? A picture of Jesus, the good shepherd. Yeah. Oh, you got it right there. That's right. Good shepherd. Now, the good shepherd, of course, we talk about in the Bible is who? Who's the good shepherd? Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus, that's right. You know, most of the time the answer is Jesus. You're usually right when you say Jesus. Come on, join us. Come on over. Now, in this story we read about today, though, Jesus tells us there are thieves who are out to steal. Do you guys have any games that you play that involve stealing?
No.
None? You guys don't play Steal the Bacon?
I play that.
Yes, you know it. Okay, how does it work? How does it work? Mm-hmm. Put it between the two people.
If you're playing with a group, each person will probably have a number. And when they call the
Yes, and they call the number.
The two people who are that number
run. They run and get it. Yes.
And run back.
That's right. Oh, good. So in that game, you kind of know who's supposed to steal, right? Yeah. What if the thief was really sneaky and you didn't know? Would that make it a little harder? You didn't know who it was going to be? Yeah. Well, Jesus tells us there are people out there that are thieves, that they steal. And it might not be stealing the bacon. I mean, it could be. But
you could steal bacon.
You could steal bacon, it's true.
From a store.
I mean, and probably people do, right? But in this case, what about people who steal our joy? Have you ever been around a person that maybe when you're around them, you don't feel so good? They don't maybe say nice things. Maybe, yeah, what do you think? It's not a good feeling, right? There are people that can steal all sorts of things. In my kids' school, they talk about bucket fillers and bucket dippers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the dippers, they're stealing your... Yeah, like that. You know? Yeah.
My teacher does that.
Yeah, your teacher talks about that? Oh, so good. She prints it out for you even?
These little blue squares that say...
Yes.
Two?
Oh, you get...
Oh,
and you get to tell people how you want to fill their bucket. Yeah. Do you ever write down how people stole from your bucket?
Yes.
Yeah? So you know what I'm talking about.
And you fold it up and put it in a bucket.
And you put it in a bucket.
Friday,
oh, my goodness. This is great stuff, you guys. This is good. What do you think about the good shepherd? Do you think the good shepherd, Jesus, is a bucket filler or a bucket dipper?
Filler.
Bucket filler, right? Because Jesus came to give us, he says, life abundantly. And I have this wonderful little, I'll pass it around. Do you see this? This is a shepherd. And it's a girl shepherd. And she's got a sheep. Here, pass it around. My mother gave me that when I first got ordained. She said, you have to be like Jesus. You have to be like a good shepherd in your church. But you know, we all have to be that way. We all need to think about how we treat others. Jesus calls us sheep a lot in the Bible, right? And we get to be those who don't steal joy, but give joy and give love and give ourselves generously, just like our good shepherd gives himself for us, right? How does that sound? You think that's something you guys could do? Yeah? Okay. Why don't we say a little prayer? Gracious God, thank you so much for sending Jesus, our good shepherd, who is always giving to us. Help us to follow his example, to give to others, not to be like a thief and not to be like a bucket dipper, but to follow you in generosity and be a bucket filler. Amen. All right, thanks, you guys. You can go back to the playground, or I'm standing on the stool, or you could go, are you guys taking them out? Okay, go follow your teachers, okay? Do you want to go? You can.